This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that with basically as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gresham and the Agenda 21 Show.
Hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And the question is, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And okay. The new CaliforniaState.com website is heating up. A lot of people going to the website and, hitting on it, if you know what I mean. So we've got a lot of really good things going on here at Agenda 21 Radio. We've been talking about the new nominee to the Supreme Court, Donald Trump getting dos nominees. That's pretty big. We've got Neil Gorsuch. Now we've got to go through the second one with Brett Kavanaugh. Brett Kavanaugh from, I think, the 3rd District, whatever. He is quite an accomplished jurist, if you know what I mean. And Donald Trump, the president, feels very, very comfortable with him. So he is going to be a big part of what is going on here in the Supreme Court. And, of course, the majority conservative justices in the Supreme Court could actually increase even by one more if Ruth Bader Ginsburg retires. And see, the bad thing about this for the Democrats is they should have asked her to retire when Obama was president. I mean, think about it. If they had asked her to retire when Obama was president, then what would have happened is what? They would have gone nuts. Yeah, because what they would have had a new liberal justice in there to replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg back, let's say, 2015, if she had announced her retirement then. Well, I don't know. They had a Republican Senate, probably not. Well, it could have. Could have. You never know if it had been played the right way. But they didn't do that. And maybe even 2014, they probably could have asked her to step down. That would have been, she would have been 81. She should have stepped down then. That they would have had a majority in then. And they should have done that, but they didn't. They weren't smart. And now, we got the hanger on her. Because, you see, they all thought that what was going to happen was that Hillary Clinton was going to win. They played it wrong. And again, this is very, very typical of the totalitarians and progressives. They always overplay their hand. And they overplayed their hand with Hillary Clinton in the election. And they were absolutely wrong about so many things. It goes back to the root of the evil, if you know what I mean. That's 2008. And when they forced, and this is the DNC did this, they forced the Obama candidacy onto the DNC because it was clearly going to be up to Hillary Rodham Clinton to lose the nomination, which she really wasn't losing at the time. She was the odds-on favorite, but then all of a sudden, at the last minute, you may recall in that whole setting up of who's going to be the candidate business, Obama steps in. It's going to be Obama. And everybody's going, who's Obama? Remember that? They should have elected Hillary then, let her do her 8 years of Clintonism, and then they would have won with Obama in 2016. I think that would have happened. They could have saved all that. See, because, again, what did they do in 2008? What did they do in 2008 to bring Obama on board? What they did was this. They played the race card, plain and simple. Obama was black, the first black president, yeah. Well, they could have played that in 2016, first black president, yeah. Okay, but history's history. And the problem that they have today is they overplayed their hand in 2008 and 2010 and 2012 and 2014, and they really overplayed their hand in 2016. They just assumed Hillary was going to win. Because that was part of the plan, wasn't it? And they blew it back in 2008. That's, you know, I really feel that's just what happened. They should have elected her first. Of course, gosh, think of how devastating that would be to this country if that, in fact, had played out the way it is. I want you to think about how devastating that is in this country. It could have been. And thank goodness we got Donald Trump as president now. There are a lot of people on the progressive side who grew up with the progressivism in the last 8 years and so on with Obama and all that. They don't get it, you know. But I think they will get it after a while. It's kind of like all those people who didn't get it when Reagan was president. I can remember the Democrats didn't get it. They hated Reagan. Not like what we're seeing with the vitriol towards Trump. Not like that at all. But they absolutely hated Reagan in the style of the 80s. And they wouldn't let him up at all. And they were trying to destroy him and take him down. Iran-Contra, anybody? That whole thing that developed there from the CIA trying to hurt President Reagan? Yeah, that's what that was all about. So he had that sort of thing going on. Kind of interesting how things have played out since the 80s, since Reagan. And now we have another Reagan-esque type of conservative in the White House. And, of course, he's playing all of his cards right because he learned from Reagan and what was happening with Reagan, and he's playing it right now. That's why he's got the opportunity of a lifetime, of course, for everybody here in terms of They've got the Supreme Court situation coming around. We've got a blistering economy that's starting to develop. And again, this is what Trump played right here. He played this exactly right. He played this exactly right. So anyway, but getting back to the major topic is that what we have right now is we have the Supreme Court that's being taken over by the conservatives, and it looks like for generations to come. So yes, they are desperate. They are more desperate now than ever before, the libs, the screaming crazies out there. And they're going to get worse. So they're going to ramp it up. And I'm sad to report, my gut is telling me that there's going to be violence at some point in time here. It's just like the progression that they want. It will be on them. It will be on them. It will not be on us. It will not be on the conservatives. It always is on them. And how deep the violence is or how deep it gets will be on them. And that's the sad state. They're desperate. And when you are desperate and you're driven by an ideology, you'll do desperate things. And violence is just one of those desperate things that desperate people do. Anyway, they can't think of, maybe sitting down and doing things in a calm, controlled fashion to rationalize your belief systems with someone else. They can't do that. They just can't do that. No, they got to turn to violence. And I think that's a sad commentary, but I hope and pray it doesn't happen. But it's probably going to happen. Okay, anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, right to voice. Your right to express yourself as a conservative is protected by a right to voice, RIGHT, the number 2, VOICE.com. We'll be back.
Well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Even doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Federal judge on Monday, yesterday, threw out the Trump administration's legal effort to overturn California's immigration laws, marking a major defeat to the administration's war on sanctuary states. I alluded to this earlier. We're going to see if we got any kind of sound coming from here. We go. We do have sound, I believe. Yes, we do.
The state's sanctuary city law upheld it, handing a big victory to immigrant rights advocates.
Here we go.
Come on in. Troy Edgar, the mayor of Los Alamitos, one of the cities that tried to opt out of the sanctuary
city law. This is yesterday afternoon.
Troy, where does this federal judge's ruling leave you?
Well, you know, from our perspective, this is an issue that is about the preemption between the state and the federal issues. You know, for us, the city is a very similar issue, but it has to do more with the charter, whether we have the right. And I just think it was very interesting that the state's perspective was that they have the right to basically say they were being commandeered. And I think the cities have the same view.
Yeah, but I mean, this is a big setback for you, isn't it?
No, you know what? I'm discouraged. I'm disappointed that the case was ruled this way. But this was just the injunction. I have full confidence that what'll end up happening is that we all knew this was going to end up in the Supreme Court. And at this point, you know, it just goes to show that, you know, California is the weakest link when it comes to immigration, and they've decided to step aside. This case will have to be going to the Supreme Court, and we'll go from there. And I still feel really confident about our case.
You mean the Supreme Court of the United States, SCOTUS?
That's correct.
What you're talking about. You think that this legalisms will eventually get all the way up to the Supreme Court. But that would surely take years and years and years, wouldn't it?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, at this point, this is a preliminary injunction that basically they've made a ruling on. The Department of Justice will now have to decide what their next steps are going to be. And, in our perspective, as a city, we've got our preliminary motion with the ACLU on a very similar issue on the 27th of July.
So what you wanted to do in Los Alamitos was to push away the whole idea of the sanctuary city. You wanted to end it completely. You wanted to comply with the federal, with ICE agents. That's what you wanted to do. But at the moment, you cannot do it because it's tied up in court. Is that how it is?
No, actually, we did it, Stuart. We passed that law in April. So basically, we're the only city in the state of California that's not complying with sanctuary law.
Is anybody else likely to follow suit after this federal ruling?
Cities are still passing resolutions and joining in amicus brief with the federal government. But, you know, at this point, you know, it's two different cases that really have some dependency. But, you know, I'm fully confident the Department of Justice will continue this. I mean, the one thing that you've seen in this case was that the judge even said there's not very applicable case law that really deals with law enforcement and the immigration issues that were applicable in this case. And I think that's the other reason why this case really needs to go to the Supreme Court.
This is Troy Edgar, and he's the mayor of Los Alamitos, and what happened with sanctuary state status.
Is there anything on the November ballot in California this November? Is there anything on it, any question, any referendum, any ballot measure of any kind which would alleviate and change the sanctuary city, sanctuary state rules?
No, not at this point, Stuart. There hasn't been anything. There's starting to be some talk of referendums and some ballot measures that are out there. But at this point, no. For November, it's going to be status quo.
Okay. Well, we wish you well fighting the good legal fight.
Sanctuary state status. this article, which came from the written article, which came from Lucas Miklionis, a little bit harsh. It says a federal judge of money throughout the Trump administration's legal effort to overturn California's immigration laws. Effort to overturn California. Okay. Marking a major defeat for the administration's war on sanctions. See, I don't think it's a major defeat. John Menendez. I predicted this was going to happen, and it happened. Didn't want it to happen, but this is an injunction. So they're probably going to move. They're certainly going to move forward with this, I'm sure. This is about SB 54, the state sanctuary law, also known as California's Values Act. In Assembly Bill 103, allow the state attorney general to inspect detention centers, the Sacramento Bee reported. The sanctuary law, SB 54, which prohibits state and local police agencies from informing federal authorities in cases when illegal immigrants facing deportations are released from detention, sparked rebellion by multiple counties across California seeking to opt out of the measure out of fears for safety and argue that the state law is unconstitutional. Now, that's what they're saying here. And, of course, some kind of understand. See, see if we can get a little audio clip of this, because this was pretty exciting, actually. See what this says here. This was some of the celebration.
California City voting to exempt themselves from the liberal state's open border policies.
The Los Alamitos City Council voting 4-1 to opt out of a law limiting cooperation with local law enforcement and immigration and custom enforcement.
Los Alamitos City Councilman Warren Kusumoto just cast his vote a few hours ago. He joins us live now. Thank you for joining us. So what does this mean going forward?
Well, this is our second reading of our ordinance that we passed last month. So in 30 days, it becomes effective in our municipal code. So it has the effect of a local law.
4-1, it looks like it passed pretty handily. And this is a movement that's kind of spreading there in Southern California. Now you're seeing the possibility of San Diego County, which is a really big one. That's going to make a big impact because they actually have the border with Mexico. So their opinion on this, I think, should matter a lot to the state. Do you agree?
I agree, and I really applaud the supervisors in San Diego County. And I think, in my experience, when we put this to our voters, our constituents, they get to weigh in on this one. And I believe in our city, you know, looking out for our constituents, it was, you know, clear as to what they want us to do. And I would imagine when San Diego County supervisors do the same.
And of course, the history is of course there. The history did repeat itself in this Warren Kusumoto, who's Los Alamitos City Councilman, was correct. It's all played out, and a lot of these cities and counties, of course, have followed suit on this, in our standing with the government, the U.S. government on this, Jeff Sessions. I suspect it's going to, well, I think everybody was saying, and rightfully so, that this is all going to go forward to the Supreme Court. Of course, Javier Marrero, who has his own set of problems right now federally for investigation reasons, that Javier Becerra said in a statement, though the Trump administration may continue to attack a state like California and its ability to make its own laws, we will continue to protect our constitutional authority to protect our residents and the rule of law. Then State Senator Kevin De Leon of the noted Calion Crime Syndicate, De Leon Crime Syndicate, it's Calderon/De Leon Crime Syndicate, who introduced the sanctuary state law, said, and that's me, this is not the article who editorialized that, said the judge's decision was a stunning defeat in the president's racist war on immigrants. Well, Mr. De Leon is one of the biggest racist bigots on the planet, I might add. He hates white people. I'll tell you that just point blank. That's sad, and he hates black people. He hates other people except himself. That's how racist, bigoted he is. Boy, isn't that just a harsh statement from a radio? But, you know, you just kind of get it up to here about these people, and you got to call them out for these kind of things. Because if you don't, then they just keep on doing it, and you just have to confront them with it. That's the problem for him and others like him. Anyway, he's running against Dianne Feinstein for the Senate position. Did you know that? I bet you didn't know that. Now that's why you listen to Agenda 21 Radio. So I can give you the finer points of what's going on in America. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. We'll be right back with the Great Dane. Stay with us.
Keep on doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Grievance number 25. Do you believe that? 25 grievances. This is the 25th coming out, 15 more. Oh boy, Jerry Brown, relax after that, right? Maybe not. There may be actually more grievances to come. Anyway, with us right now is the Great Dane. We'll call him the Great Dane from, he's actually in Las Vegas right now. He's along the strip. And Dane, welcome to answer the phone here for you. I know you're, okay. Let's see. Are you there? Are you there, Dane? There you go.
Are you there? Can you hear me, Paul?
I got you now, buddy. What's really going on?
Well, I'll tell you, there's a lot going on. Number one, we're going to read Grievance 25 in the great state of Las Vegas, Nevada, the city of the Las Vegas, of course, the entertainment capital of the world. And we're going to do it somewhere very, very special today, because we have actually two reasons. There's two reasons for writing a grievance, not only for the state, but for the country. As you know, Paul, there was a case, and just 2 days ago, Judge Navarro put the final kibosh to Cliven Bundy. They can no longer come after him for the fraudulent, the disgraceful and corrupt case they put against him and held him in him and his son in jail for 2 years. And in addition to that, they also shot and killed the real hands up person, Levitikin.
LaVoy
it was
Finicum.
A tragedy in American history.
It was LaVoy Finicum. LaVoy Finicum.
I'm sorry. Yeah, right. But so anyway, I'm going to read the grievance today in recognition of that on the federal United States court building, George Lloyd court building across from the Foley United States court building on Las Vegas Boulevard on the strip. I'm the man on the strip today. Okay. And I'm going to read this grievance for California and for the state of California for what happened to Cliven Bundy and his son. This was one of the most tragic cases, just like Ruby Ridge, Waco. This is a perfect example where the government has gone corrupt, deep, dark state. And to my knowledge, Paul, now one of these people have been prosecuted for this criminal act that they performed. And it's a shame because you or I, Paul, would be in jail doing hard time. So anyway, I'm at 11 o'clock. My man Charlie G from Las Vegas will be with me reading this grievance. He's a local, and he's coming on board with us to be the representative for Las Vegas and Nevada for New California State, and he'll be reading the grievance also with me. He'll be on one side on the other court, and I'll be on the other. So we're going to give him a double whammy today, Paul.
Oh, wow.
So
awesome.
We're very proud.
A twofer in one location, basically.
Right.
Well, you know, the interesting thing about this whole... Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, this is a big day. You know, we just got President Trump appointed another excellent... it wasn't my first choice, but he's still an excellent Supreme Court judge, which is great. We keep winning, and I don't know if we can take much more winning, Paul. I don't know.
winning is something that we all like and we're comfortable with. There's no question about it. That's what we're going
through.
Well,
it's winning for greatness.
Yeah. The other thing, too, I just wanted to let everybody know, my understanding is that President Trump actually has pardoned, at this point, the Hammonds. I have to find out about that for sure, but I understand that that's what's happened, and I'm going to go check a source right now. The Hammonds from the whole malheur up there, they were the ones that were imprisoned falsely by the Obama administration that prompted the whole situation up there with the Hammonds up there in the malheur that brought in the Bundys, and then we're talking about the Oregon standoff and all that stuff. It was the Hammonds, an uncle and a nephew, that were, improperly retried against their, Constitution, against all the constitutional rights and authorities to double jeopardy. And they were retried, resentenced to a higher sentencing for really something, a crime they did not commit. It was a BLM rigged up job by the Obama administration. And the Hammonds were the ones that prompted this. Their sentencing, January 2016, was really the impetus for the standoff with the Bundys up there, and ultimately, which led to the death of LaVoy Finicum. So, apparently, that's the news that we're getting right now. And I don't know why that one missed. Of course, it's not on the news. It's not out there in the news or anything like that.
We won't hear up. Yeah, exactly. It's the only place you can hear real news is, on your Agenda 21. And the thing, too, here's something that your listeners should all know across the country. This judge, Navarro, was appointed by Obama. So here you have an Obama-appointed judge, and even she said, this is wrong. This is wrong. And look at, she said, you are not going to pursue this. And this was just a horrifying, disgraceful travesty of justice. It really is. It's a shame what happened here. And all you have to do is look at Paul Manafort. He's in solitary confinement. This, I mean, give me a break. They let out convicted pedophiles on $5,000 bail.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what's going on in America. But guess what? President Trump, people like yourself, myself, my friend Charlie G, we're saying we've had enough. We're gonna fight, and we're not gonna stop fighting until things are right. And that's just the way it is. And that's why with NewCaliforniaState.com, please, everybody, go to this website. Look what we're doing. This is going to happen. New California, the 51st state of the United States, will happen. It will not only save California, it will save the nation. And we need this, and I hope people come aboard, because this is the only way to go. We're doing it constitutionally, and it's the greatest thing since President Trump has become president.
You know, one of the things I want to pulling up this article here, Dane, about says this is from DLM News, breaking news. Trump responds to call for pardon to Oregon ranchers. It says here, President Trump on Tuesday pardoned the father and son from Oregon whose imprisonment for setting fires on federal land sparked 41-day takeover of the Malheur Wildlife Refuge. Trump signed the order granting clemency to 76-year-old Dwight Hammond and his son, Stephen.
God bless President Trump for
absolutely
what he's doing. He's making all the wrongs right. He's doing it step by step, one by one. And pretty soon it's going to be the United States of America again. In God we trust.
Yeah, and this is like really, really big news. In fact, I'm going to see if we can get some things going. See, everybody's tweeting me now. This is they're getting the little chimers in here that everybody's yeah.
Well, we would never know this. Yeah, we would never know any of this, Paul, if it wasn't for you on your radio waves telling people, alerting people to know what's going on, because the Criminal News Network, they are absolutely full board propaganda. The Democratic Party and the Main Street News is in one. You know, it's lucky that for them that they have a free public relations promotion and marketing department with the network news and the New York Times and the LA Times.
Yeah,
it's a shame, but this is what America has become.
Well, listen, we got a break coming up right now. We got a commercial situation happening, and we're talking to Dane Censor from actually San Luis Obispo, and he's in Las Vegas right now. But he's going to be reading a grievance in Las Vegas today at 11 o'clock, which is kind of interesting. Also from the court that actually is the same court that Cliven Bundy, well, they just threw out his case altogether. We'll be right back.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Concerned to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio. We have Dane Censor. He's in Las Vegas right now. He's going to read the New California State grievance on the steps of the federal courthouse there in Las Vegas, the same courthouse in which the Judge Navarro, as you may recall, we just love Judge Navarro, the Obama appointee that we have been castigating for years now. In the whole Bundy trial situation that has started to alleviate itself. One of the big things that's happened, though, the big flashing news right now is that the Hammonds, which were basically the ones that in which all this started, was up there in the Malheur, and it was a fire that developed, and they were putting out the fire, and one thing led to another. By the way, the range fires that are up there are noted as things that happened on the range, and these backfires that the Hammonds were involved with were purely part of course of history. They had been ranching up there, their families, for generations, and they know the rangeland. The BLM comes along, of course, the brown-shirted BLM, the Nazis of the West, if you will, the brown-shirted thugs stealing everybody's land. I don't want to really kind of get into it. But anyway, they eventually got arrested for causing arson, were fined $400,000. They found themselves being resentenced under different minimum sentencing guidelines that were totally corrupt. We called this whole thing out. We were invited to be a party to it, Agenda 21 Radio. We did get in some limited involvement with the Hammonds, not enough, but it wasn't in our place at the time to be involved. Later, of course, is history, but the Bundy stepped in November and December of that year as the Hammonds' sentencing was impending. And, of course, the Hammonds were taken into custody. They did surrender in January of 2016. That set the stage, of course, for the Bundys and the Malheur and that whole thing that went on up there. So, anyway, this is a big day because Donald Trump actually signed the pardons for the Hammonds, the father's son. I thought they were nephews. I don't know if this story is correct. Trump signed the order granting clemency to 76-year-old Dwight Hammond and his son, Stephen Hammond, 49, who were convicted of arson in 2012 for fires. And again, this is all during the Obama administration, completely corrupt, completely illegal, in my opinion. And, Dane, your thoughts on that?
Well, it's a good day in history that President Trump has done justice for these Americans. I call them heroes because they stood their ground. They risked their life. Do you know, Paul, that they had snipers lined up on them, ready to take them out? This is how serious this was. I mean, it was. You know, oh, yeah. You won't ever hear any of this because, but they had snipers in the scope and about ready to be taken out, and they stood their ground. They called the people in. All the people showed up. And this is why this thing evolved, because they were going to pull another Ruby Ridge. And I tell you, it's just, it's absolutely tragic what happened here. If people read about this, if you go and see the video where they murdered a man with his hands in the air, it'll make you cry. It's the same thing they did with the kids in Waco, Texas. I mean, they gassed them, and then they lit them a torch, and they burned them alive. These things happen. You know, people say, oh, the government does it. BS. This is what happens when you have a government under somebody like Obama, okay? This is what happens. Corruption, corruption, criminal corruption. And it's going to take a long time to clean up this mess that he's given us. But President Trump is doing it one by one, piece by piece, and it's being done. And what happened in court is just an example of what that is like, to be rectified and justified again for justice.
Well, the big thing here is that all the one world globalists, such as Hillary Clinton with the Uranium One, which is a big factor in what was going on up there. And of course, James Comey served notice here. Valerie Jarrett also, she's implicated in the murder of Lavoie Finicum, as well as Kate Brown, the governor up there, and her staff aide. I can go on and on and on and give you all the details. I'm not going to do it right now, but I do know that there's going to be an investigation, if it's not already started, into what happened with Kate Brown. And also two sitting senators up there in Oregon, Wyden being one of them. This is a very, very serious problem up there. These people committed, in my opinion, murder of Lavoie Finicum. And I don't think that there's a lot of people like me that will not rest until justice is meted out, so to speak, against Valerie Jarrett, President Barack Hussein Obama, the James Comey, the FBI agents. Right now, there is one FBI agent who was part of that assassination crew, which is exactly what it was. An assassination crew came in and killed Lavoie Finicum, murdered him, shot him in the back, by the way, three times. Nice people.
These are traitors. These are traitors in the first degree, Paul. Traitors in the first degree. And look at here. They don't hesitate to murder their own kind. Seth Rich is a perfect example.
Yep.
Okay? Seth Rich, their own, they murder. They don't care. They'll stop at nothing. Nothing. And, Paul, I want to give you a little surprise for next week. I'm reading here today in... I'll be in Las Vegas, of course, reading the grievance. But tomorrow, next Tuesday, when the 26th grievance, I'm going to be in another little place. It's called the Murder Capital of the United States. Guess where that's at, Paul?
Chicago.
The Chicago Federal Court, Billy. I'm taking my life into my hands, but it's willing to do it for the country and to save this country. And that's where I'll be next week at 11 o'clock. Reading the grievance at the Federal Court Building in Chicago, Illinois, the known murder capital of the world now.
It's really sad, isn't it? There you have it.
Tragedy.
In Chicago. You know, the other interesting thing that a lot of people might not realize or didn't catch it the first time last week is that we've been having meetings with representatives of Illinois who are following the new California model for statehood. And that's kind of an interesting little deal, isn't it? Might get you guys connected and maybe meet in Chicago or one of the other jurisdictions up there. Anyway, Dan, listen, we got to run for time. We got to run for time, and thanks for being with us on Agenda 21 Radio. We'll be talking.
God bless you, Paul.
Thank you. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. After these messages, please visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also it's Grievance 25 today. For New California, we'll be right back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. We will keep you abreast of what's going on with the Hammonds and also with Clive and Bundy. This is a great way to start this week. And, of course, Judge Navarro turning loose Bundy, saying he's not going to be tried for anything else. The punishment, the crap that he took from the federal government and from the monsters that represented the Obama administration and the FBI and everybody else, clearly is enough time for him. He's had enough. And I think the, you know, I had a real good conversation with him, and it was a very heartfelt conversation, right person to person, about, he said, you know, the one thing that shook him up the most out of all of it was when he was standing in his front, the front of his property, in front of his house, on his ranch land, and he looked at his grandchildren and he saw the red dots on the foreheads and the heads of his grandchildren right in front of him. The snipers from the Bureau of Land Management putting red dots on his grandchildren. I want you to think about that for a second. I want it to sink in. Just sink in how you would feel. Anyway, thank goodness for President Trump. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And stay tuned for more. We've got a lot of stuff coming up here on Agenda 21 Radio and also newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, you are exceptional Americans. Stay strong, America.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.